Rocks
up. Are the choices really going to be that hard, Brian? Like, is there things that you want to put on the table that you feel like you're going to have a hard time letting go?
Yeah, I think I got, like, I've got some legend stuff that I never even opened. Actually, I was talking to Gort this weekend. He might trade me for a Feral Rex for some legends, which I like, do need a Feral Rex.
Yeah. Oh, you need a Feral Rex?
That's a no-brainer, man. A Feral Rex for legends?
Yeah, he wants my Iron Factory, Dotson Brothers, and the Alita 1 that came with that Optimus Prime.
For the Feral Rex?
Yeah. Wow. Those Dotson Brothers, turns out, is that me?
That was me.
Those Dotson Brothers, turns out, are expensive because they're out of print. And he wanted my Starscream. Turns out that Starscream he can't get.
That Starscream is hard to get, yeah.
But I'm not. Mm-hmm. I've got the Seekers Complete. Well, as of today, I pre-ordered the last one with my eBay coupon. So,
you have the Starscream, Brian?
Brian called that one.
I've got them all, yeah.
A Feral Rex for how many Legends figures?
Four.
Legends games are strong, yo.
And I need a Feral Rex too. Yeah.
Gore is good like that.
You're not gonna wait for the Zeta?
No, Feral Rex is, I need it from, I don't collect in that scale.
Okay. Why? Wow, you got two of them behind you.
But that's it. That's all I need. That's all I need.
I just want to make sure.
I'm not going after those big combiners for at least another 2 years, I think.
Dude, just make a giant Action Master. Seriously. it's just a giant Bruticus that doesn't come apart, that is like a cool, well-made, like single giant action figure the size of, like, you know, Omega Supreme.
You know, Gary, I can do that for you. Just give me give me the Zeta, and I'm getting crazy glue, and I feel
so cranky about it. But I'm like, you buy these five pieces, you put it together, you never see, no one takes it apart again, and like switches it back and forth. You know what I mean?
You guys yelled at me like 16 episodes back, saying that the people, no, the individuals are important.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, Dom, that's the thing. Is like, so why not just buy one giant big robot? You know what I mean?
I would do
like
it.
Just
in
one
a second.
Giant articulated action figure.
How much?
Because what do people?
Because then people won't call it a Transformer, and they won't like it, and they'll shit on
you're
it.
You're not Transformer fan, man. Get with the program.
No, I'm just saying. It's like everyone talks about the combiner stability and this and parts and this and that and how it poses and holds and can hold a weapon and or how they age poorly over time and get loose and fall apart. I'm like, just make it one big giant action figure.
I think the allure of the combiners, though, is actually being able to combine them and put them together. Like, that's the thing. I think that's a big aspect for a lot of people.
I get that part of it, too. But, like, how many people have put heavy together and then took them back apart?
Well, let's do the list real quick before we get things rolling, right? Of every combiner team, there's one standout individual character, and that's it, out of the five or six. Right? Think about it. Right, yeah, the Combaticons. Who do you guys think about individually? Swindle. Yep. What about the Predacons? Who comes to mind?
I would think Razorclaw.
Razorclaw.
Hey, yeah, Razorclaw. Yeah. Right.
I don't think any.
See, I like them all.
What about Constructicons?
You're fucking weird.
I know. I'm weird.
Don't you mean Constructobots?
Constructobots.
JD, you're an outlier. you're an outlier, JD. Okay.
I'm a what?
An outlier. You know what an outlier is? It's like, no. You know, way away, completely away from the mean, and you know, you just discard the outliers because they just are going to totally skew your whole analysis.
Is that nominees?
He's an anomaly.
JD cut class.
I'm just saying.
And I heard the Constructobots. I heard the Constructobots. So yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Like everyone talks about Wild Rider or Motormaster, but no one says anything about Dragstrip ever, right? Does anybody ever care?
I like Dragstrip. I was
just
actually
going to say that to everything now. Wait, I bet you like Onslaught too, right?
Don't you mean landing on the poop? You want a landing
strip? I like a landing strip. Jesus.
Jamie, I don't know what I just heard.
I don't know. What do I know?
Wait, but Brian. So wait, Feral Rex, are you interested in that trade?
Like, yeah, I collect all, that's the only combiner I need left in Chug Scale.
And, he needs it, dude.
And I collect and I collect combiners in that scale.
You never picked that up when it originally came out?
I have Neorex.
Okay.
I have that one.
Yeah. Okay. I know Sam's selling his in case that Gore trade don't work out.
All right.
I think it's going to change.
It's going to work out when fucking Brink is trading four Legends class figures.
Right. Exactly.
They're highly sold.
So basically, Brink, you're actually going to decide on whether you're going to continue doing Legends on the Iron Factory side.
So yeah. What? Which Legends?
My Dotson brother Iron Factories, and my Alita one Iron Factory one, the one that came with the Prime.
Sure.
And there might be something else to toss in there. I have some other things potentially, but those are the only ones he was really interested in. Okay. He was interested in Starscream, but I'm not giving up those Seekers. I have all the Seekers
for those guys. Holy nits!
Well, they're rarities, apparently.
Dude, don't you guys know the Legends game is strong? It's like. Yeah.
It's I mean, well, we've talked about it before. Like, you know, like will we replace our collection for Legends? The Legends game is just real hot, and it continues to be hot. Like that. That's kind of like all the new releases that we see. Most of them seem to be like Legend scale. Like,
Oh, you know what? I think maybe he wanted those Dinobots too, because I haven't even opened those.
Which ones? The Cybertron ones or the actual? Like,
I think you're digging yourself in a bigger hole with saying things he may not want. You know what I mean?
That was expensive.
He doesn't want those. He don't want those Dinobots.
Dave's like silence.
Yeah, I don't think he wants those.
Those Cybertron Dinobots were trash.
Listen. Was it Sam M says he has a deal on his Feral Rex? I'm not looking to spend money. I just used that coupon today to pick up a grail that I didn't even know existed for me. So
what's that?
You'll see.
I'll see.
Because I can't even explain it to you. It's so obscure. So
wait, what, did you have this in your cart, Brian? Like just simmering? Or you just found it today?
I found it early last week.
Okay. And you were just banking because you called this. To coupon, you know, you called this coupon.
I did.
This guy did some research and went back last year and just like narrowed it down to the day and the weekend that's gonna happen.
I was off by what, 3 days? What,
3 days? Yeah, you said Friday was gonna come out and it came out Tuesday.
Yeah, 4 days.
Pretty cool.
Damn, dude. Feral Rex was one of those combiners. Like, I almost still say it to this day. Like, that's one of those that I feel like I never want to sell. Like, it just looks so badass. Like, it's individually, all those figures are great. So it's like, why get rid of this? Like, this is too good. Plus, I think it was the first combiner I think I got in full, like third party. So that there's a certain.
Did you buy it all at once, Jose, or did you get it individual at a time?
I got the first like three pieces, whichever box those were, and then the last two. Yeah. So, you know, once I was able to put that thing together, it was like, oh man. And to me, the wait was worth it. Whatever, you know, however long I waited, it was fucking incredible.
Remember that? I remember that battle between the Feral, you know, that like for the three companies that were putting that out.
Yeah.
And Predaking out. It was really cool.
Good times.
Yeah.
Unique toys and
CSC. Simpler time.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoyed their toys a lot more back then.
Now was a boy.
Yeah. The other two companies didn't hold a candle to this one though, as far as like the overall design, in my opinion.
The beginning, you couldn't really like when they were just putting out the pictures and stuff, and one figure was coming out of it, like a couple figures of each were coming out at a time. You kind of really didn't know what you were gonna get. So it's like people were picking Legion-C's and, you know, I want to get this. I'm going to go do the Union toys. I'm doing the TFC. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, after like the third figure came out or fourth figure came out, everyone was just, you know, realizing that the MMC one was just going to be the monster.
I remember watching reviews. I think it was the Unique Toys, the rhinoceros one. It was a PR review. And this thing was like $120, and he was like, "This thing's crap." And I was looking at it, I was like, "Dude, a Combiner Wars figure is better than this fucking thing." They went on.
Unique Toys was a hustle. Fucking cheated you out.
Do any of you guys have the Seacons from TFC?
Mm-mm. No.
I know that was another one that looked good though. The set,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's one of those ones that sometimes I go back. That I know is like, you know, a couple years old now, I think, as a whole set, and it's not to the larger scale, but sometimes you go back and look and it's like, yeah, it's interesting. But then it's like, it's not any cheaper like 2 or 3 years later, right? You know, they change the color and stuff and they charge you the same price. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
I've heard it's the best combiner that they've done.
Isn't every limb like a quadruple changer or something?
Yeah. Arm, leg, gun.
Oh, and, so it's and Beast. Scramble City. Oh, so yeah, it's Beast, like Scramble City. They made a Scramble City style. That's cool. Wasn't the original G1 toy like that?
I think so.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, that was the one that was.
I don't know if everyone changed into a gun, though. I can't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say it was. I don't know either.
If it was Scramble City as far as like limbs, whether, you know, each character besides the body, of course, you know, could become an arm or a leg, like that's cool. If TFC kind of incorporated that with that release, I never got those because, you know, it always seemed like the quality seemed to be hit or miss, you know, super expensive at that time. And then at this point now, you know, we're all into the Zeta bots, that bigger scale. So it seems like stuff like that is out of whack. But Gary, that's interesting. Interesting question. Like, now that this stuff has been out for years, we got these combiners. If they were cheaper, you know, for example, you know, like a Black Friday sale, Make Toys Quantron being a fucking $115 or $120, would you go in on a combiner like that if it's that cheap, an older combiner?
Well, this is a little bit of a Garyism I know, and I'm unique for this, but like I like that turtle. Like the, I don't even know his name, like the main guy versus like the whole set and those, the recolors they did like in the black and purple, right? There's like the solid black and there's a black and purple, but you can't buy them individually. It's like, well, what am I going to do? You know, drop $600 for a, you know, for the turtle and then try and part out the other ones. So who's going to do that? So,
yeah.
Gee, money, yo. That's what you do.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. And what do I have to show for at the end? I have a, it's a robot turtle, that turned into a turtle.
Yeah, that thing's gonna be $50 on Black.
Yeah.
I remember I was on Plastic Fanatics when they showed that, the all black one, and I was like, you know what this was? This was an error that came off the line. They're like, you were supposed to mold it all in black. Exactly. I'm like,
happy accident. This?
Put it in the box. Ship it out.
You can sell it exclusive.
Gary, since you brought up the point, I figured you'd be in on a older combiner that maybe caught your eye if the price was maybe like half or a quarter. No, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I don't have scale issues. It's just I don't know. Like I said, that's one combiner that would stick out to me a little bit that I would, you know, maybe be interested in, but not for $600. You know what I mean? It's just. Yeah.
Gary, is the turtle Iron Shell? Was that the name of him?
I think so. Right. So with the two big guns on his back
for $139.
No, not the not the black and purple repaint though. Is my point.
No, it's green and red.
I understand. What I'm saying is like they repainted that set twice, like all black and a black and purple. Mm-hmm. And I would like the turtle, just the black and purple turtle.
Oh, you want the black and purple one.
Of course. I'm eccentric, Dave. You know that. I need the fancy colors.
These are more eccentric. These are more like bright colors, you know, like nice.
The original colors. So
Gary, could I interest you in a Leo Kaiser at a discounted price? A Leo
Kaiser. Oh, my God. I haven't even opened my Leo Kaiser out of the boxes yet.
Oh, is that what's Leo? Is that Perfect Effect?
Don't bother.
It's TFC.
Mm.
Oh, this that one. I remember. Yeah. Okay.
With the planes and the.
That's right.
TFC. I was waiting for somebody to make some knee upgrades. Did somebody make those knee upgrades?
The first time I saw that one was at Bobby's house, though. Like, and I felt like with that, like pictures and videos don't do it justice. You see it in person, it's like it's impressive, but it got the QC issues.
Yeah, I like the way it looks. I like them individually. I think they're cool.
That's how I have them.
Yeah,
on in my DTOLF. But they'll be individually displayed at NJCC.
Oh well, Brian, we can have a Lyokaiser war. Yeah, mine are mint and sealed box.
Well, we know, you know, Brian, that you would be interested in cheaper, older combiner figures. You know, I mean, if you're willing to trade four Legends cast figures for a Feral Rex, you know, so. What? And did you go? You went in on the Quantron, right? When that price dropped, you picked that up?
Yeah, man. My My chug combiners are nice. I got the Menasor from Fans Project. I got the Bruticus with the Fans Project upgrade. I got I got Make Toys Defensor, Make Toys Contron, Hercules.
Hercules.
And I just need that Feral Rex.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you said you've got a lot of stuff recently, though, that's like you haven't even been able to open and stuff like that. It's kind of, you know, you got things on the wayside. And now a toy show is coming up where you got to decide what you're going to bring and what you're going to put on the table. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that's a detriment? Like, if you get like a lot of stuff, like maybe like a pile of loot, like so to say, like, I think it could be cool to get shit like that. But then when you get a big box of toys, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to give each individual item probably the time or attention like it deserves.
Yeah. Well, the also things too is, as I've been putting displays together, I'm like, all right, this bot will go here with this guy. And then, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to put them together anymore. I don't want to have that display anymore. Mm-hmm. And Don, this is what I've been warning you about. So yeah, it's like, all right, I got stuff that I bought in preparation for a display that's just never going to come to fruition. So I might as well just dump it.
Mm.
And maybe someone else will it'll bring them joy, you know? So,
yeah.
Dude, that's a good point, Jose. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, so Dave knows that I'm guilty of like getting something and trying to maybe like savor it. And I know Dust has talked about this on ETR before where it's like, oh, you kind of wait till you have like a crappy day or you want to, you know, have time to open it and not feel like you're rushing through it. But yeah, if I don't open it like right away, then it sits. And to Brian, to your point, like I almost feel like you lose interest, but I'm like, it definitely loses the excitement. So if I get more than like one thing at a time, I can't do it that way. I've got to try and be selective almost, I guess, because otherwise I'll feel like I'm being wasteful and then I'll just end up getting rid of it
again. Admittedly, some of the stuff I picked up on clearance, I was like, oh, this is something I always wanted. I never did it. Now it's on clearance. Perfect time to get it. Well, it turns out I never wanted it anyway. So,
yeah.
Otherwise, I would have got it to begin with. So.
Yeah. Do you realize that, like, after taking it out of the box, like, do you have to mess with the figure or are you just like, why'd I get this? Like,
no,
you
know, Biohazard's upstairs. I'm like, yeah, why'd I get that? I've got that MMC. What is it that I can't remember his name from the comics now, the white Optimus Prime with the wings.
Nova Prime.
Yes, Seraphicus, right?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, he's going on the table. Never opened. Still in the shrink wrap.
Brian? That's toy. Really.
You have the MMC one or the Make Toys one?
MMC one.
The MMC one.
Even if it's a little dated. Too?
I'm sorry,
Dave. That's a cool figure.
Did you buy the Make Toys one too?
I did not.
Okay.
Well, Dave, you sold half of that one last NJCC, right? Like, not the trailer, just the white bot, right?
Yeah.
Dave, you had that? If I would have seen that, I probably would have took that from you. I didn't even see that shit.
The Make Toys one goes a little bit more than the MMC.
Yeah.
I could have gotten the fucking Puerto Rican discount and shit. I missed out. I remember I always wanted that set for the longest time and I never pulled the trigger. And then it's like a dated design. And then I'm like, I'm not paying $225 for it. If both of those things drop to like maybe $100 or $120, I'll do it. And of course it never dropped that low.
So you didn't ask Brian what he's selling his for yet.
I'll let you pay what I paid minus 20%.
But it's too much. It's still too much.
going back to that Lyokaiser, like I have Star Saber. I ended up picking up used from someone. I think it was from Greg, actually. And I picked up that Victory Leo, right? That one from Keith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one has never been opened either out of the box. Turns out he will not fit on these shelves unless I put him up on the top, and I was going to display him with that Victory Leo, but it's like now, so not Victory Leo, the Lyokaiser, because weren't they enemies or something? But the thing is, this is fiction I don't even care about, so I'm like, what the hell?
Ryan, that KFC one's good, though, man.
I heard.
I don't have any of those, so.
Dom.
It's I didn't even know the fiction, so I just the only thing that I would be interested in would be that Simba, but I because of the way it looked, and I was like, nah, fuck it.
Mm. So well,
I never picked that up. I wanted to, and I just never did.
Well, guys, I have to say, you can fight for it. Until you're
ready. I'm ready.
Nah, you might have good. To.
Right. You can have it, JD. You can have it.
I don't know. Is that figure readily available, or is it, you know, can you still find that?
He was out for a while. He might have got re-released.
Yeah, they released him, and then they did a different painted version also, I think, with some different paint apps recently.
Because that one combines with the Star Saber. So, and I always thought that figure looked decent, and I heard that that was a better release from KFC.
It is. It's good. Mm-hmm. I have it. So. I have it right up there.
Mm-hmm. Are any of you guys troop building the Junkions if and when they ever come out?
Cause,
you
know,
they repainted...
Never picked up the Junkion. I never even picked up Rekgar.
What?
From KFC, yeah.
Dom don't care about that.
He's still available, so.
I know he's still available. That's why I didn't pick it up. I was waiting, you know, eventually.
Yeah. Well,
I know he went away. He went away for quite a little bit, and then they reached.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Why and no? They repainted the other one.
I can only imagine they weren't due a reissue because they had, like, another, what, four in the pipeline to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Why no rush to pick them up, though, Dom? Like, you just don't
care? I like the Junkions. I like Rekgar. You know, I like the 86 movie. It's just, I just knew that it was going to be available.
You talking to me?
I'm trying to use... I'm trying to use Brian's, you know... KFC. I'm trying to learn from Brian. Like, I'm trying to preach his word, you know? It's just... He just says, wait.
Dude,
patience in his pockets.
I'm looking at pictures of the Simba now. I was like, Maybe I shouldn't sell this. Dude, this lion. This lion with the wings.
That's the same thing that Brink did with his 80s D&D War Duke, I swear. Like, he had it, like, behind his shelves, and he's like, hey, look at this guy, G. And I was like, oh, I love that. That's my favorite. And I go in this whole sort of history, how awesome that toy was. And I'm like, Brian, I think I'm going to take this room. And he kind of very carefully took it out of my hands and kind of put it back in a tote under the table. And I was like, I probably don't think I really want to sell this one right now.
Brian, I keep mine in the lion mode, too. Yeah, it looks good that way. Mode.
Yeah. Dude, we just convinced Brian not to sell it.
It's an interesting dynamic, though. See, so Dom, like, you waited. You know, you're not. So it seems like there's some figures out there you're not going to jump on immediately. And we've had a discussion, like, should you pre-order? Should you get this? Is a figure going to sell out? And you kind of have a good sense of maybe what would sell out.
Like, I knew, like, you know, I was trying to, you know, trying to anticipate, like, you know, when at that particular time when those things came out, I was like, do I really need to buy a Rekgar right now? You know, I know they're doing a lot of them. If it does sell out, I'm sure they'll reissue. So these are the kind of thought process that I, like, you know, I think every collector should start, you know, doing, because, you know, you only have a certain amount of money at one particular time, and you want to just make sure you buy what you want to buy that possibly will be very hard to get later in the future. So it's like you want to redirect those dollars to something that's going to be hard to find later down the road, and not direct them to a figure that's going to be on discount for like $50 at TF Source or BBTS holiday sale.
Yeah, yeah. And especially if it's something that you don't feel like that fucking urge or need to get right away, you know? And Brian, it looks like you're doing the opposite. You buy them, you got to make the purchase. Once these things come in stock, they're in your pile of loot, they ship, and then you're like, you get them and you realize, hey, maybe you might not want this. Is that something that's going to maybe make you switch up the way you collect some of these things or buy some of these things?
I want to say that I have switched up, but I think I'm failing at that still. Well,
here's a question. Like,
let's see what's in my pile right now.
So, Jose, this might apply to you and me maybe more than the rest of the group, but is there anyone, like a particular character or toy that you guys have rebought that you did sell and ended up regretting and then buying it again?
I feel like I've done that. What?
Not me. The only thing that I've ever bought multiple times would be the movie version of Dragon Ball Z's Goku, Super Saiyan 3 Goku. It's like the big, whatever, 10-inch figure. And the only reason I bought it, you know, I bought it probably three times. He would always fall off the shelf and my dog would eat him. He loved it. Like, he loved to eat that hair. It feels good on his gums.
Not once, not twice, but three times. Gary's talking about what if you bought something twice and
right.
Wow.
Well, that was, you know, yeah, that's almost like an act of nature, though, right? That sort of took. I just meant like where you sold something and
I did. I think it was back cube hoist. I sold it. Like I bought it and I was like, you know what? I'll just wait. And then like I saw like I was like I don't know why there were, you know, I didn't even know why I bought it because I should have just waited to see if anybody else was going to do it. And other companies did it and third parties, but I think the back cube one was like the best at the time. And I bought that and I just like, I regretted it buying it because I was like, you know, there was rumors that the official is going to do, you know, Trailbreaker and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'll just sell it on the show. I think I sold it to Jay Ruse. And eventually, like I say, probably 4 months later, I bought it again. And it was hard to get. It was like really hard to get. And I was lucky to pick it up.
The X-Transbox one?
Yeah. The X-Transbox one. Sorry, Brian, you're right. I said that cube.
Yes, you did. Was that? Did you wind up paying more when you bought it back?
No. I was lucky. I got it for like $80. I think it was they sold for $80, $85. I think I got that, and it was lucky. It was because it was right on the the main vendors were selling out of them, and I was able to grab it. I think I don't know if I bought it from Agabus or I bought it from some other like little smaller vendor online on the groups and stuff like that.
You know, Dom, that's one I'm starting to regret that not picking up now because I don't think I'm ever going to get a Trailbreaker.
Yeah, like the Trailbreaker was part. Like I picked up the Trailbreaker and I bought the hoist and I put them both on the table to sell. The hoist, the Trailbreaker never sold. The hoist did, and it was like I was at TFCon Jay Ruse bought it for me and the Trailbreaker never sold. So I kept that and I was like, I was always meaning to sell it. And since then when I went back and I was like regretting that I sold the hoist, I wanted to pick the hoist and Trailbreakers I'm going to keep.
So I'm looking in my pre-order pile and basically the only regret in here is this, that Masters of the Universe classic garbage. Dom, I know some of this stuff is sold out. I'll hit you up before I yank it from my cart.
Which is sold out?
The Attorney and Guard 2-pack, those three robots.
Oh, yeah.
I got some weapons packs in here. And that She-Ra. Please. So I got those Filmation, Skeletor, and He-Man this weekend. And, he's all oiled up and ready to do baby one oil, of his muscle building shows like at Gary's house, or like what Gary does. So, I'm out on those, man. So, and if that She-Ra looks like that, you know, no, man. I don't need no She-Ra that's all oiled up like a lifeguard. It's not working for me.
definitely on the classic stuff. Brian, hit me up.
And I think JD wants first dibs.
Oh, he did? Fucking lucky.
Called it.
You called it? Is that what fuck you.
That's what you got to do.
We'll see.
He claimed it.
I'll share, Dom.
Yeah,
I just want a trooper. I want a trooper. That's all I want.
Yeah, Gary, I don't know if I'm sorry, Brian. What?
The Eternian ones or those robot things?
Both.
No, not the floater. Not the floating one. The robot things. No, the Eternia one. The Eternias. Those are the ones with the feet. The ones with fucking legs and feet.
Oh, the gray ones?
Man at arms.
The gray ones. Mine are the man at arm ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Eternia guards are the 2-pack that look like man at arms, and they come with like 4 different heads.
Yep.
One of them is it looks like that dude Scott, who used to be the toy guru for the Mattel website.
JD, look at you.
You guys went mythic again. I'm fucking lost over here.
Yeah.
Didn't we see those at Tachi Station this weekend?
No, they had. That was the Hordak 2-pack.
Okay.
That's the one I want. I want the
Hordak
2-pack.
Yeah. Oh, we should have hit
them
up.
I got it on hold. I'll tell you.
Fuck you, JD. You fucking bastard.
Like, I can think of one of the few times I actually did sell and then rebuy something and try to make myself like it, and I still just didn't love it, so I got rid of it again.
Which piece was that? Which piece was it?
It's actually Fans Toy Sovereign. Believe it or not.
Wow.
You're a maniac, bro. That's a great
guy. I got it. I got it when it first came out. And then I was like, okay, he looks good, right? And that was a few years ago. right? Probably what, 2-3 years ago. And then he sold out everywhere and got really expensive. So I'm like, I don't love them that much. And I think what messed me up was, I think we could all agree, like the Galvatron in the 86 movie is far cooler and meaner and tougher than the schizophrenic guy in the seasons 3 and 4.
That's funny. So, I was just about to bring that up. I was like, Gary preferred the Leonard Nimoy version.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
Wow. But I feel that way too. I was like, Galvatron was badass in the movie. In fucking season 3, he's fucking a maniac.
Yeah.
So Gary, is that what happened? You had him, you sold him, you watched the 86 movie, and like, got to get him back.
Yeah, a little. And I was like, okay. And then when he got reissued, I'm like, let me try this again. Because it's, you know, it was a well-made figure, and it's heavy, and you know, I was like, yeah, and I just didn't love it. Like, I was like, it's just, I don't really need this. And it was like, well, we'll keep it because eventually they're going to do, you know, Cyclonus and the X-Transbot Scourge. And it didn't all look right together. And I'm like, I don't know. It didn't make me happy when I saw it. So I passed it on to someone else in the ROC.
That's incredible. Cause I remember, from what I've heard, I've never owned the Sovereign, but to me, that shit looks incredible. And I remember you, Gary, you picked up the KFC Cyclonus, and I know you weren't completely happy with it.
Yeah, I got that rid of that thing right away.
I'm selling that this April as well.
You know, our
the list is getting long.
So, Gary, are you just, you're giving up on getting that like trifecta from that movie, the Galvatron, Scourge, and Cyclonus?
I have no. I don't need to get all of them. I like the Fans Toys Quietus. You know, obviously it's really good to look at. If they ever do a Scourge, I always like Scourge the best personally, just out of that kind of group. So I'd be open to that, but I don't feel the need to have them all. So
yeah. Good. Yeah. I was trying to think, like I've sold a lot of stuff and I've never bought back something that I've sold already, at least that I could remember. Because if I did, I feel like something like that would stick out. But I mean, there is stuff I've sold that I'm like, damn, like that I didn't want to sell, you know, and I just sold it, you know. And I was like, maybe eventually I'll just get that back. I just haven't done it yet. And then who knows, you know, at that point where I'm like, okay, maybe this is the time to maybe start grabbing stuff again. Will I want to? Maybe there's going to be a better version, or maybe enough time has passed where I just feel like, nah, been there, done that. Because I almost feel like I'm one foot in, one foot out, like as it is. Cut that shit out. Anybody else? Anybody else? What was
that? I'm trying to tell Jose to cut that shit out.
Fuck that.
Get both feet in the pool, Jose.
You already know. We were talking about it on the pre-show. Like even like in regards to everything else. And that might be another thing to kind of put out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like collecting is such a big part of all of our lives. And it's kind of like that thread that kind of brings us all together, you know? And at this point, I mean, we've known each other for enough time that I feel like at least between us, you know, take the collecting aspect out. The friendships are here. That family aspect is here. But, you know, what about overall? Like, what if you decided just to stop collecting? You know what I'm saying? Would you keep up the relationships that you know, would you stay active in the groups? Like, you know, would you still be on Facebook? Like, you know,
that shit would be so fucking hard talking to you guys because I wouldn't know what to talk about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Jose, I know I could talk to you about, you know, I smoked some crazy ass weed the other day and fucking got fucked up in this big titty bitch with whatever, you know, but that's as far as the conversation will go. And like, I don't know how far that'll carry, you know, meetups for weekends. You know what I mean? They're like, what the fuck are we going to, I mean, don't get me wrong. I generally want to stay friends with everybody forever, but I don't know if I'd be able to do that and stay in the community at the same time. If I'm not collecting nothing, I don't know if I'd be able to fucking see it or be around it. Cause it might just grab me back in somehow.
But do you think you, because you, I'm trying to phrase my question, I guess, because you stopped collecting something and acquiring representations of it, does it mean that you like the property any less?
No, I mean, when Star Wars came out, you know, when it came back out with, The Phantom Menace, I wasn't collecting toys at the time.
Right.
But the movie grabbed me, and I watched the movie, and then I couldn't wait for the next one to come out, and so on and so forth. I wasn't collecting then.
So I'm just saying, like, so the what was the ZoloCon, right? If the Four Horsemen weren't there, like, I wouldn't probably bought anything, but I still had a lot of fun, not just hanging out, but like walking the show and looking at stuff with people, and looking at different perspectives, and you know, and the way people approach a show, right, and what that looks like. Watching JD, you know, and Chan, kind of how they search through tables and walking through some stuff with Gort, and just like that was fun to me. So even though I wasn't buying stuff to collect, like I still think the social aspect, I don't think I would worry about trying to be stay friends or be active still, even without buying as much.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'd probably not be active in the groups. I'd throw you guys some likes on Instagram, but. I would definitely still go to the events though, for sure.
And yeah, I mean the events is different because we don't even half the time toys don't matter. You know what I mean? But the whole social media aspect of it for me is like when I'm not talking to you guys, I'm fucking looking at toys all day too. I'm like, oh,
gambling
on sale today, and who's selling this? And if I stop doing that, I'd probably save a bunch of money, right? I still talk to my buddies here and there, but then when you guys, you know, are getting together to sell your toys at NJCC, and I'm just like, I'm not going because I want to buy and half the shit that you guys are selling because I'm not collecting it no more. That's the way I see it. Being out the game and then trying to jump back in it, it's tough.
But you wouldn't rock it just for the hangout, like me. Like, I'm not going to sell at this show, and I'm still fucking mulling over, like, damn, like, I want to come through and hang out and chill. And even if I would have to be there at the crack of dawn, and I would have to leave at 1 p.m. because I got something
to do on that
evening. But Jose, you're going to walk the floor. You're going to pick up a couple items, and you're going to have those battles and say, should I really buy this? Or should I not buy this?
Not for me. I'm the wrong person to say that to, because, like, right now, I ain't collecting shit. Like I said, I'm 1 foot out already. Like, once I'm 2 feet out, like, this question that I pose is almost like the situation I'm in, because I'm collecting bullshit right now.
It was nice to meet you, Jose.
All right, I'm your host. No, I'm your host. I'm out.
But Jose, over them passwords.
Jose, to what you just asked, right? Like, yeah, I'd be down to come through. You know what I mean? But I'd probably be convincing you guys to do some other shit. You know, I'd be like, yo. Let's go to fucking, you know, let's go fucking the strip club. Let's do this.
That's why I said, I mean, among ourselves, like, you know, the BTM crew, and not to exclude anybody else.
Right.
There's people, especially you guys, where I felt like there's been a relationship that's built up, that this is you. I call you guys my brothers, and I say that honestly. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I talk to you guys more than I talk to my own family members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and seriously, because we're all stuck in our day-to-day routines, but the one consistent thing that we're doing is we're in a chat kind of bullshitting with each other every day, and we come and do this show every single Tuesday night. What I'm saying? So, you know, like, you know, I'm talking to you guys more than my own family, like, literally, like, I'm not lying about that. So, you know, even just taking out that collecting aspect between you guys, I feel like we'll always be bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll always be talking about something regardless, you know, but it's just the whole, the rest of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe doing this show or being in the groups, like, hey, look what I got, or I'm doing this, or, you know, check this out. Like, I don't know.
I think going back to Gary's question in regards, I don't think you need to be, I don't think I don't think you being collecting toys, I think you're still like, you could still be involved. You don't need to be collecting toys to be involved. And collecting toys doesn't define you in this group. If you were collecting and you decide not to collect and you get out, or either if you don't collect and you just like the media, like this, you know, like Star Wars movies, like Marvel comics and stuff like that. And you do all that stuff. You can still be in these groups and like collecting items doesn't define these groups. Like, you
true
you
just, and with the way things are getting like created with this constant onslaught of several times before, you know, that you're collecting something, right? Usually, I don't know, I think it's a matter of time before something catches your interest again, and probably, like Dave said, it pulls you back in, you know.
And we got you got to think, see, maybe I think I don't know how you would put a word on how I think, but basically what I'm trying to say is like slowly. The toys brought us together, right? We would not be here if it was not for fucking Transformers. It's the straight up truth, right?
Yep.
It wouldn't be here if Dust and Chris and these guys didn't put this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take toys out the equation, okay? We made some fucking great connections and great friendships, and I think they'd hold, like Jose said. I would pray to God that they do. But I just think that how could I put this? I just think that we would be more distant, you know, not so much that I wouldn't be like, hey, what are you guys doing next month? You want to get together?
It wouldn't
I'm calling Dom 15 times a fucking week to be like, yo, check this toy out, blah, 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 you know, look at this deal over here, boom. And
is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, pretty much. What you said before, right? You were like, oh, you talk to you talk to us more than you talk to your family. I was on the phone with Dom, I think, Monday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday was Monday, right?
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone with him, like, hold on, my phone's ringing. It was my brother. And I was like, oh, it's all right. I don't want to talk to him. Fucking hit decline.
But all honesty, though, as much as we talk toys, we do, I know between all of us, we do talk about life and everything like that. And things do come up, and we bounce off, you know, experiences and stuff like that. So if friendships did evolve, toys got us, you know, got us together. But if friendships did evolve, and now, granted, we do still talk about toys, but we do talk about our lives together and stuff like that. So
yeah,
100%.
But Dave, I do see your point, though. Like, you know, the possibility is there that I don't think it's definitely going to be as much, because I think it depends on everybody's habits of communication. Like, I'm that type, like, okay, we got the group chat or whatever, but it's a very rare reach out on like the one-on-one, or like you just said, you were talking to Dom yesterday. When's the last time I spoke to you on the phone?
We did text yesterday.
I'll call you more often, Jose.
Okay? Listen, I'm not going there. That's not what I'm saying.
Jose tomorrow. That's it.
No,
I need Jose time, and I need it now.
Dude, I don't call Brian. Fuck Brian.
No, Dom and I just stay up on after hangouts till one in the morning. Yeah,
yeah. That's my moment with Brian.
Jose, I get what you're saying, to cheesy ass
toy conventions in New Jersey.
And Jose, just think about like when we first clicked, right? I would say 60% of the conversations were based around the toys. Mm-hmm. Or the toy related something, you know? So it's just, you know, like you said, you've been fading away from the toys, so you're not really excited to talk about toys. So there's nothing exciting to talk about.
Well, shit. Let's get Jose into a new line then.
So you gotta get something new. He won't buy the Mythics.
I know.
We're gonna have to. Yo, let's all buy him a Mythic Legion.
Exactly. I was just gonna say.
Dude, we gotta put a phone call into Four Horsemen and start doing some spacey.
Jose, if I got one stuff. For you, my friend.
No space stuff.
Listen, that's not my point. My point is, people's level of communication is different. I know I'm that type. I'm more of like a texter. So the group chat, the one-on-one chats, that's the preferred level of communication. Me and Dave don't call each other on the phone a lot, but we do communicate relatively, you know, on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? As we do with each other, all of us. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. I'm not that phone person. Mm-hmm. Dave and Dom are calling each other, or maybe
Gary. Jose, I don't call Dave. He keeps calling me. Like, I don't fucking call.
You want to know why I fucking call this guy too? Because, you know when you see somebody writing on fucking on Messenger on Facebook, you see the little fucking writing?
Yeah, the three dots.
It takes him like 15 minutes to write fucking five words. So I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Dude, and I pick up the phone, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? All honesty, as much as I know Dave, I do that on purpose. I'll start writing it like a message, and I'll just halfway through it, I'll put it down.
I'll finish it later. Today, Junior? Or fucking Judge Judy touching her fucking watch? That's Dom, because he doesn't know how to fucking text. So I have to pick up the phone and call him.
He's like, "Oh, I gotta make a phone call now." But it's true. Like, you know what I'm saying? So depending on how you are as a communicator, like I feel like me, maybe if I did decide to be like, you know what, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not collecting. Like, I'd probably still be poking my head in the groups and, you know, like giving likes and stuff like that. But I personally can't say how much I'd be communicating. You know,
Jose, it would be a good thing to continue to get on the Hangouts. You know, yeah. It's funny that you mention it, though. It's like when you have similar interests, you know, it's easy to stay friends, especially
right. We're
bombarding ourselves with it all week long. But, you know, it's funny. Like, I have work friends. And outside of work, I mean, I have nothing to talk to these people about, right? Mm-hmm. And then I've made really good friends at work. And then one of us will leave and go work somewhere else. And then you kind of start losing touch with that person, even in the non-work hangout scenarios. One of my really good friends, he quit where we were working from in 2005 or 6 or something like that. And he's like a lot like me. We're very similar. And it's like out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we had a pact that we would hang out every single Monday night. And we kept it up for 5 years.
Wow.
I know that if we had not done that, we'd not be friends today. You know, so it's mm-hmm. kind of like an important thing.
And what happened? You dropped him for ETR?
No. No, what happened is I
didn't know Dead Gus worked with you.
That interesting thing happened. I broke my foot, so I couldn't hang out because I couldn't leave the house. He came over a couple times. That was cool. And then he had a baby, so he couldn't hang out anymore. And then he got a different job, and he moved further away. And then we didn't hang out very much. And then he got me a job at the company I'm at now, so we got to hang out every day. And then he just left and went somewhere else. I only see him like a few times a year, so it's kind of strange.
Life got in the way. But you guys made an effort, and I guess maybe that's just the bottom line, is like to maintain the relationships. I mean, there has to be some type of effort made, I guess, if you're still not being active with that one common thing that may be bringing us together, like the toy collecting or anything like that. Like, I can't picture that. Like, because even regardless, like I said, like even not buying as much stuff, I feel like I'm still as active as ever, and I'm, you know, in it and doing these shows and stuff like that helps for sure. It's kind of like ensures that I still got one foot in. But yeah, like it's just
so. Jose, I was just curious, even though like maybe you're not buying as much, because I'm in a similar scenario. Like, I'm definitely not buying as much, but I'm still shopping, so to speak. Right. I'm still like aware of things and looking at the stores.
Dude, I'm all over the internet. I'm looking at stuff. Right. I'm like, I want this. I'm putting stuff in my cart, and I'm like, no, not a good idea. Like,
teasing yourself.
And honestly, I think that helps. I've heard other people say that too, though. Like to kind of get over that urge. I think, Dave, we were talking also about it on the pre-show, like that urge to impulse buy, like when you are trying to kind of be a little bit more lenient and a little bit more responsible and maybe not spend as much. You know, that urge to look, or, you know, it doesn't go away. And, you know, so it's like, so Dave, like you said, you feel like, you know, you're bored, you're just not doing something. And what are you doing? You're on eBay, or you're scouring the groups for deals. I mean, that's what it is. And then usually more often than not, we give into those impulses and you make that purchase, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like maybe the longer, like I said, I kind of got the one foot out, and Gary, like you said, you know, we have, you know, moments where we're not always kind of acquiring things. The more that happens, the longer that goes on, it almost makes it easier. I don't feel like it's taking me out of the hobby per se, because I feel like I'm still in it as much as ever and still looking things up and still staying on top of things. I'm just not making those purchases. And in the end, I feel like, oh, okay. Maybe it's just making me a smarter shopper. I mean,
you're just saying we've got to get waves, you know, 2 and 3 of the Siege Transformers out to you quicker.
hey guys, not to sidetrack, but Jason Lowery hit me up, right? I guess he's listening to the show. Mm-hmm. He said to comment on the show, what we're talking about. He said, we had people from the ROC at our wedding this past weekend, and we barely talked toys. So,
yeah, see.
But again, that's what brought us together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think
you can't dismiss.
I would have ever crossed paths with anybody here, except maybe walking across the street in New York and Jose crossing the street one day, would I have ever crossed paths with you dudes? You know what I'm saying?
No, Dave's right. Yeah. I think it's like when you have one interest, so you might be able to see other things as well, right? So, you know, people in the RSV post about like their pets, right? And funny memes for that. You know, I've had conversations with people about their cars and stuff. It's not for everybody, but you're right, Dave. Without the toy connection, I mean, life wouldn't have let it, just never would have interacted. You know what I mean? Right. On the path that you're on, just it wouldn't have been that way.
And you know, I'm a jerk, right? I could be a dick. So I know if I stop collecting toys, right? And I still talk to you guys, I'd be like, yo, you guys still collecting that bullshit? You know, like I'd probably be like the type to be like, yo, just buy a few hot toys and call it a day. Stop buying that crap, you know? But right now I'm buying the crap, so don't worry about it. I'm not going to see that for now, but you know.
But of course, that's just busting balls.
Busting balls.
What everybody else fucking buys at once.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, man, I don't know. Like I don't anticipate things changing much, you know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like I said, I'm almost out and, not out, but you know, I'm not picking much things up, but you know, we're still in this. I would just wanted to see your perspective. You know, especially based off the relationships you built. And I'm glad you brought that point up with Jason, you know what I'm saying? He literally, congrats to him and Bethany. They got married this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? Yay.
Congratulations, man. Yep. Beautiful.
You know, congratulations. And just the fact, you know, again, we have that common thread that brings us together, being Transformers fans, being toy collectors. And that's a life event, a real life event. And a lot of people from the realm, a lot of people that were brought together because of this hobby, but they're there for a real life event. And like you said, toys barely talked about. That's not what matters. It's the real life that matters. Mm-hmm. And that's the fucking incredible thing. And that's why I think that even if you decided to take a step back, you know, individuals are different. You can't say the same for everybody. But I would like to think that I think people would keep those relationships up.
And Jose, you know what I feel is important. We do it. I know other people do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like we get together sometimes and it's dinner. It's not toys. Yeah. It's not meeting at a convention or, you know, like when Chris comes down for business and we get together, we just go to dinner. We fucking hang out. Bullshit. You know what I mean? And half the time we don't talk about fucking toys or anything. We're just talking about life, you know? That, if we rolled that out a little bit more, probably would make us even stronger. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I went and visited Gary a few weeks ago and hung out with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. Now his wife and my wife text from time to time. You know, like it's just cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just a nice thing. So,
yeah, it's definitely something that could be nurtured. And, you know, and again, it just takes that little bit of effort. You know what I'm saying? As with anything, you know, because even just being involved with this and what we do with this podcast, being involved in the community, like it all takes effort to be in it. And it seems effortless because it's something that we all enjoy. Like, I don't feel like it's a lot of work. Sometimes it does. You know what I'm saying?
But,
so,
for the most part, Dave, tell the truth. You're telling your wife to text Gary's wife.
No.
You just want to do the swap, Dave. That's what you want to do.
Fucking honestly, no, cool. Bro.
I'm going to say, hey, text her.
No, I'm not like that at all, bro. I don't push.
So plant the seed.
Here's a different question.
Gary's changing the subject real quick.
Jose, what are we going to do to get you excited again?
Well, dude, honestly, it's not that I'm not excited. It's not that at all. It's just I'm dealing with real life responsibilities that right now is just kind of taking precedent over the hobby. It's not that I'm disenfranchised.
I applaud you for doing that. Like, you know, it's hard. It is hard to do what you're doing, because you got it, you know, you want it, because you love the genre, you love the media and all this toy stuff and all the 80s, you know, action figures and movies that ever came out. So for you to stop and say, you know what, I'm going to be responsible, I got to do the thing that I need to do, and then maybe eventually after that I could come back to it when things are good, It's a hard thing, and I applaud you for that, buddy. Like, you know, it's hard for sometimes to just make that decision and stop cold turkey. But like you were easing out, you know, you were coming out, like you said, taking one step out of the pool. And at the end of the day, I think you're doing the smart thing, the responsible thing. And like I said, you don't have to be collecting to be involved in this group. If you love this media, you love this genre, you're already in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll ever get out of it, because you can always contribute in discussions, and you know, you just got to, you know, be part of the community. All right, and so understand everything.
Here's the real question: is what does Jose have in his collection, Dom, that you're interested in getting?
That's why
to flatter him that way.
I'm sugaring him up.
Right. What does he have left that you got your eye on?
Right,
Dom, he has my Ermac.
He has that red. He has that red bastard.
You know, that's right. That's right.
That's the one I get.
That's the one I need.
No, I just gave mine up.
But Dom, I think you're absolutely right, dude. Like, I think being able to talk to you guys and being able to start, you know, still talk about this stuff and be on top of, you know, the news and everything, like, it almost does keep me satisfied in a way, like, you know, not in the same way as, you know, oh, I'm getting a new piece of plastic. You know, we always call it plastic crack. It's not like I'm doing without, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting shit.
Dude,
it's just not the, you know, full flood like it was before, you know? So, dude, I know I'm doing the right thing, and I know in a year's time, I'll be better for it. And it's only for now, you know, which is why for me, I feel like, hey, it's fine. Like, it's a good thing. And I feel like in a way it's even better, because then, like, it's just making me realize that you know, Brian, like you said earlier, like, you're going to be putting stuff on the table, things that you haven't even opened. So it kind of makes you realize, did I need this? Did I need that? Did I need to spend this money? Like, I'm at that point where it's like, I'm not even giving myself that choice. I know right now, that's not the right choice.
You're not going to cross that bridge, because the higher probability, if you did cross that bridge, that item would have been
It'd be on the table. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm just sticking, you know, even though this chug shit, I know it's not as good as this higher
end. But it's manageable. It's manageable
we all get. But I could still enjoy it and mess with it and feel like, okay, like, I feel like I'm getting something. And, and, you know, I'm not fucking breaking my bank, and I'm still being able to handle what I got to handle. And then fucking in a year's time, I'll be like, yeah, I'll be getting this, I'll be getting that. I'll be in a better place at that time.
Yeah, I think it just comes back to sticking with what you like and not worrying about, you know, other stuff, or, you know, things don't have to be expensive to be enjoyable.
Exactly. And that's another thing is you know, we always joke about it, the realm of enablers. Like, I remember when and I think it might be a similar story for all of us, because it was that, you know, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, you know, where we maybe, you know, the third party was brand new. We're all excited about it. We started discovering it. You know, we started dipping our toes in it. And I know, like, Dust, myself, like many others, we were just like, shit, we were all in. We were buying everything. We were spending, you know, whatever we were spending to acquire these things, you know. But now it's not such a big deal anymore. We're a lot smarter. You know, that novelty has almost kind of worn off, like, so to speak. And we could definitely make a lot of smarter buying decisions and stuff like that. And just the fact that, even though we had a discussion about it a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, where certain hot items are selling out, so you might have to just bite the bullet and spend the, you know, the money if you want to acquire something. But for the most part nowadays, you know, if you want something, you're gonna pretty much be able to get it, and not have to worry too much about paying up.
Voltron is proof of that, because, you know, Soul Control, they'll never reissue anything. They don't do that shit, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, they're fucking reissuing it. Yeah. So it's like, it's proof in the pudding. And then, like, at the end of the day, you can, you know, as much as things sell out so quick and you're thinking, like, you're not going to get it again, we'll give it time. it time.
No doubt. No doubt. So I feel like we're doing things backwards. I meant to do this much earlier, but, you know, good discussion, guys. You know, you know, it's always something that we could sink our teeth into when it comes to things like this. Because as always, you know, life changes from day to day. You know, your situation could probably change just like this. And, you know, it might all be milk and honey now. I mean, it might be, you know, feast or famine later. You know what I'm saying? And I know there's other people in the community that are having those ups and downs, you know. So shout out to those guys that are trying to make it and do their thing and hang in there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm Harrick and BX. Welcome to Breaking the Mold. This is episode 62.
We're starting the show already.
Yeah, exactly.
An hour into the show.
Energon Addict. What's up, Pop?
What am I supposed to talk about my weekend now?
I just want to. I'm just kidding. Energon Addict. We got Bronx Frank. What's up?
Yo, what's up?
Big Dom.
Yo.
G Money.
I'm here.
And JD. All right.
Greetings. Yo.
And don't think I didn't notice you last minute, JD. I saw you.
Yeah, I was running late.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Happy to
losing an hour, man. It's fucked everything up.
It has been brutal this season for, I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know why.
We were all sitting there in the lobby of the hotel on Saturday, and it was like,
"This clock's changed, right?"
Two. Wait, no, it went from 2 to 3 in a matter of seconds.
It went right to the future.
Quickest hour we've ever lived in our life.
Yeah. You could like you could have lit up a cigarette and said, "I smoked this cigarette for an hour."
Oh God, Dom was that kid that was like on New Year's Eve. Oh, I've been drinking this milk since last year.
Yeah, you know what?
It wasn't milk, Gary. It
was- I didn't even notice, but I was like, I remember asking Jesse like Sunday morning. It was like 9 o'clock, like 9 in the morning, and we were gonna go see Captain Marvel at noon. And I was like, it's 9 o'clock. I'm like, yo, did the hour skip ahead or something? She was like, yeah, it was last night. And I'm like, yeah, because it feels like it's later than it should be, like right now, you know. And honestly, like I worked third shift for many, many years, and you know, daylight savings times. There's people maybe listening in other parts of the world, they don't observe daylight savings time, so they may not know what we're talking about. But I always would be on shift on the weekend when we push the hour back, so I always had to work the extra hour. Yeah. I never worked the weekend that the hour went ahead, so I'd work an hour less. So yeah,
that's fucked.
But to anybody that had to be at work early on a Sunday morning, yeah, you got an hour less of sleep. So sorry.
Yeah, there was a good 4 years I was supporting technology, and we had to fucking be up all night for the time change to like reset some systems or whatever. I was just like, oh God.
Were you in the business like with the you know Y2K thing, and everybody thought the you know everything was going to crash?
I just entered the field when that happened, and yeah, it was crazy. Everybody was going crazy. It turned out to be nothing. Maybe it was all their hard work or something. You know, I just recently found like a Y2K survival guide book around here.
What else is Brian going to find?
Right.
Oh. I find the Holy Grail. Holy shit!
There's probably a bunch of, you know, people that you know, maybe people watching that were maybe born around then. You know, that have no clue why.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jose!
I know.
I feel bad now.
I just want to say shout out to my date Sandy for the New Year's Eve party that year. That was a good night. I don't know if she watches.
I fucking doubt that.
Shut up, that girl. That's fine.
She's probably one of the 5 fucking dislikes we get every fucking week.
That fucking bastard. He never called me back.
Brian never called
me. I'll get him back. I told him karma.
Yeah, we're still praying for Brian's mistakes.
Call her up, Brian.
Apologize. Right in my ear. What a jerk. Right in my ear.
Oh man, that's so funny. But Ryan, like since you just got into the industry then, like I remember it being like that everybody thought that the clocks were going to reset or the computers were going to reset back to the year 1900. Is that what it was?
Yeah. And like the banks couldn't compute interest or something like that. Yeah. Because they're like, I need compute backwards or something. Yeah. No, it all worked out fine.
Yeah, I don't remember like at the time anything really big coming out of it. So I guess I was like, everything is.
Yeah, okay. no airplanes fell out of the sky, and yeah. You know, it's like.
It was funny at my friend's house. His name was Forrest. Believe it or not, he had a New Year's Eve party, and when the time struck, he actually flipped all the breakers in his house. Yeah. It seemed like the power went out. That was kind of fun.
Happy New Year!
That's dude. Funny.
World is ending.
It's always ending. The world is always ending. Oh man. So all right, yo. I mean, I had nothing else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
everybody's thinking about right now is like, yo, what am I doing here? If we're not collecting toys, I'm not hanging out with these guys. Everybody's like, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I felt like the topic that we were discussing tonight, and I'm not sure if Brian or anybody else like has been keeping up with the chat, but I feel like the topic we were discussing is maybe, you know, more for the chat squad, or maybe, you know, the people that are more maybe on the outliers of, you know, are the outliers of what we're doing here, to use that word. Did we also use that in the pre-show before we went live?
Outliers, yeah. JD's an outlier.
Yeah, you know, like
speaking some Dominies.
Again,
he only tells the truth inside.
Yeah, yes. Everybody is responsible for like
little kid inside.
Everybody's responsible for like their own level of involvement, and you know, we could see in the realm, you know, in the Facebook group, 2,000 plus members, but there's definitely not the activity of 2,000 people posting and chatting and commenting or anything like that. So there's obviously people that maybe listen or watch, or you know, are you know, lurk in the groups that might, you know, just be abreast of what's going on, but might not be too active themselves. So I mean, I think a question like what we were discussing tonight might be good for those people that maybe aren't active right now. Like if they got out of collecting, would they, you know, they're not involved much now in the groups and commenting, and
yeah, so
would they be still be involved? Would they be out, you know, like
right.
That would be a question for the chat.
Well, you brought up a good subject. I mean, because I mean, not to dwell on this again, but I'll give you an example, like EE Prime, right? Mm-hmm. EE Prime would be a guy who just liked to talk toys in the group, you know, and all of a sudden one day we looked at each other's page or whatever, and we're like, oh, we have a common friend. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about that friend. And from then went, where you live? Oh, word? I don't live too far. You want to go to a toy show next weekend? I'll pick you up. For real? Let me ask my wife if I can go. And now EE Prime's with me every time I fucking go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you just get out of jail free card.
I'm getting gas money now.
If anybody's hesitant, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might be that guy who just, you know, makes a comment here and there, or just post a, hey, look, this is up at Walgreens for sale this week, you know, type of dude who just wants to be involved that way in the group. Fine, you know, but if you want more out of it, just, you know, get more out of it. Reach out more. Talk to people more. Come out more.
We're living proof that friendships can be bonded through these groups and stuff like that.
And like Jose said, that's why, I'll sum up my boys right here on the panel. And I hope nobody took what I said to heart. I'm just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm friends with you guys till I die. So anyway, Jose I met off of Instagram and Dust. And they would rep this ROC thing. I'd be like, all right, whatever. I don't understand what it's about. They said, come meet us at the show. And that's when I got to understand what it was about. You know, it wasn't about podcast. It wasn't about, you know, the Facebook group. It was about connecting. That's the truth of it. It's about connecting with other people who have common interests, right? So I went, I met up with dudes, and now Jose, you, me and Jose, you know, we've been doing the ROC hangout for what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I feel like you're one of my best friends. Like,
right?
If you didn't go to that NJCC and you could have went to that show and not said nothing, we wouldn't be doing this.
I think
just the fact that you came up, mm-hmm. you are the one that kind of was like, hey, you know, don't mean to bother you. I'm so and so. I watch guys do. And wasn't it like instant, like boom, you know?
Man, like, that's exactly it, Jose. It was just like, you know, individually, I clicked with you right away, right? Oh shit, you grew up in New York. You know what? We had common stuff already, but then it just kept evolving and evolving and evolving, right? Then I started meeting the rest of these funny gentlemen on, and I was gonna call you jerks, but you're not jerks, right? I met Brian, right? Brian was the second one I met. Brian, me and Brian, we've never had a problem. We find stuff, the weirdest things that we have in common, like the Harry Potter shit me and Brian talk about sometimes, and it's like, thank God I'm not the only one in this group that likes fucking Harry Potter. All of a sudden, Dom will chime in. I like Harry Potter too, you know? And it's just
I like Harry Potter.
It's Jade, you like everything.
I like everything.
You know, like, and then Gary hit me up. You know what I mean? Like, it's the way that we connected, you know, as individuals and then became a unit and now fucking meet up at every show and we're together every show. It's like, I mean, you know, at toy shows, it's fucking sick. You know what I mean? Like, when I tell people, I'm like, yeah, I do a pot. Where do they live? The first thing they ask me, oh, they live in different parts of the country? I'm like, yeah. I was like, but I see them probably 6 or 7 times a year. And I'm like, that's fucking cool. That's the first thing that people say. They take all the nerd shit out of it and they go, oh, that's cool. At least you get to go hang out. Yep. You know, that's for me, that's the best part of it.
It's funny. I was telling one of my really good friends, and she's like, what'd you do last week? And this is the weekend we had ZoloCon. And I was like, well, I went to this thing called ZoloCon up in Warminster, PA. She's like, is that with those friends you met online? And I was like, yep. She's like, that takes up a lot of your time. You spend a lot of your time doing that. I was like, you have no idea. It's not that it takes up my time. It's like, this is time well spent.
So that girl just basically swiped left on you. Like, you obviously don't have time for me.
Dude, she wishes she had my social circle right now.
I'm not you know, used to those apps, so swiping left is a bad thing, I guess.
Something like that. I don't know. I heard it.
Why is left always bad?
Yeah.
Fuck you lefties.
But yeah, dude, I mean, that's what comes out of like all of this, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, to, like I said, those outliers out there that, you know, maybe, you know, I was a shy person. Like before doing like stuff like this, and it was only when I was like wrestling back in the day is when I broke out of that, because that was something I loved and I performed and there was no shyness in that. But everything else, like if it came to like trying to rap to a girl or just being like outgoing, like super outgoing, that wasn't really me. I was very introverted, kept to myself, and you know, and I eventually broke out of that, you know. But like something like this, what we're doing now, I never would have seen myself doing 10 years ago.
This,
you know,
this helps all that. What you're talking about, this breaks that mold, let's say, of that person who is, you know, hesitant to go out there, talk to people, meet people. You ain't got to leave your fucking house. Get on a fucking hangout and hang out with dudes. And if you feel comfortable enough after having some conversations with them, come hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Like, seriously.
I feel like the friendships that I built with you guys is that, like, I will always have that. I would cherish that. If it ever separates and, you know, we you know, it becomes near and far to the point where, you know, we're not talking as much, I always will consider you guys my friends. The times that we spent in these years that we spent with, I will always cherish. And I do use that same type of methodology with my high school friends and my college friends. This weekend, like at the end of the month, I'm actually going to a 40-year-old birthday for my high school friend who was my quarterback. And I barely talk to him. I like, you know, we definitely don't have this toy thing in common. But me being friends with him through the, like, a big portion of my life when I was in high school and parts of college, I just, you know, I will always cherish that time with him. And when things like this come up and big like events come up and I'm invited and we all get together, it's the same love that I had back then.
Perfect.
I will always have, you know, we'll bring to that event and just enjoy his company, you know, talk what's going on and everything like that. If I am ever a friend with you, I will always be a friend with you, regardless of how much we talk or communicate. And it's like, you know, if our roads, if we haven't talked for a while and our roads path again, I will always bring that same love that I had for you back back at the current time that we're talking, where the roads meet again.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head, Dom. Like, I'm the same way. Like, you know, if we went 6 months without communicating, we talk tomorrow, it'll be just like if we spoke yesterday. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's my mentality. Like, I know some people, like, you know, will take that, like, distance and be like, oh, you don't care about me, you know, or you know, you're not my fucking friend. You know, I don't talk to Dave for 6 fucking minutes. You know, it's like he's like he wants to sign divorce papers. You know, it's fucking. But like, you know, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. Like, you know, and
I've got the alarm on his phone. Fucking every step.
But like, it takes two. Like, it takes friendship as any type of relationship. It takes two. Sometimes effort. Somebody puts more than the other. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be a battle. It shouldn't be like I'm comparing, you know, and stacking up the piles and seeing who's higher. It shouldn't be that. So at the end, when distance is provided because life just gets in the way, you know, my friendship is as strong as it was when I was with you and you were in my life, 100%. And now you're not. But at the end of the day, I still consider you my friend.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. How is everybody else on the panel in regards to that? I know I'm that way, Dom. Very similar. Like, love lost at all. Like, is everybody else sort of the same way? Or would you prefer, communication a little bit more often?
You got to fucking communicate with me, like Dom said. If you don't communicate with me, I'm like, what the fuck's your problem? Why are you not talking to me?
He's
very needy. He's very needy.
I'm like, are you good, bro? He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, all right.
I think it's the
messages today.
It's the variety of topics. You know, sometimes you need the levity and the joke, and other times you need the vent about real life stuff. Sometimes you just gotta be like, hey, check out this pre-order. Sometimes Dave sends me pictures of porn stars. You know, it's all good. I like all of it. It all serves a place, and I appreciate, you know, all the way it looks.
Dave, now I take offense that you're not sending me those same photos.
We'll talk about this on the after show, but Gary has a thing for certain porn stars. So. It's just one porn star.
It's after hours discussion. But I told Dave last week, I said, I think one of the best decisions I made was to follow such and such on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time we start wrapping up. Oh, man.
Oh, behave.
Oh, behave. Nah, but seriously, not because of that, but we really should maybe start wrapping up and open this conversation to the rest of the people that are watching or listening. You know, as always, we're going to throw the link out in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group. And good conversation tonight, guys. Like, I like when it gets a little bit more real, we can get a little bit more personal. And there's still, as always, there's still sort of like the toy or collecting aspect that's a thread that runs through all of our discussions. But I definitely like when we could get a little bit more personal with each other and stuff like that. Especially we're here doing this shit every week, and you know, and the relationships that have been built over the, you know, past 2+, 3+, 4+ years at this point now. Yeah. We've all been in this or watching or being involved. So and shout out to the people watching and listening. You know, we talk about this stuff because we want everybody to get involved. You know, if you enjoy these shows, comment, you know, like the video, you know, hopefully you're already subscribed, but definitely try to make more of an effort to maybe post in the Facebook group, you know, get involved in the chat during these live shows, you know what I'm saying? Hang out with us on the after show, you know, an unbroadcasted hangout where there's absolutely no pressure. Because honestly, that's how a lot of people get their foot in the door when it comes to this. And again, like it's not a push. Like, I want everybody to be a part of the realm. And honestly, everybody's a part of the realm, whether you know it or not. Sure. The realm of collectors encompasses everything. You know?
It's like the Joker in 89 Batman, right? It's like, where can I get these wonderful products, you ask? Like,
well, you have
good to get those good wonderful
chances.
Toys.
Chances are you bought them already.
Exactly. You know, but the real meat and the real aspect of what we're doing is the relationships that we're all cultivating, like even right now. So for the people out there watching, listening, you know, if you're curious, jump in a hangout. You know what I'm saying? It just got involved that way. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of, you know, before we were doing the live shows every week, he's just kind of lurking in these unbroadcasted hangouts that we were doing from time to time. Like, that's how it all started. That's how everybody kind of started to get to know each other. You know, I remember my first night in the, in, you know, this hangout, I was out of control, you know what I'm saying? Drinking, not muting myself when I maybe should have muted, you know, the people that were in that hangout would remember, you know, but yeah, it, I mean, it's good stuff. And I think what you get out of it is something that's definitely worth it. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. I think that's it. Let's run it down the line, get some where you at. We'll call it a night. And like I said, we'll continue to ROC unbroadcast and hang out right after this. And we'll be posting a link in the Facebook group. Brian Brink, I'll start with you, brother.
Yeah, man. And just to double down a little bit, like, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought this late in life would I have been able to make good friends. Usually you have, when your good friends are made very early in life and things like that. So that's pretty awesome. And to have a social circle this big is like never would have crossed my mind before. So it's just super awesome. So I love you guys. And you can find me in the Brave Facebook groups and on Instagram at Brinkalizer.
Sweet. Love you too, Brian.
Aw. Just don't send me those heart eye emojis.
Right. Yeah.
Send
exactly.
Brian all the chat, heart eye chat. Emojis.
Everybody send Brian a heart emoji.
Yes, please.
Ding, ding, ding.
Show him some love.
All right, big Dom.
You can find me in the Facebook group at Dominic Grasso, and here Tuesday nights with you fine gentlemen, and my friends, my closest friends at this time, and I enjoy your company, and thank you for being right. My friend.
thank you for being a friend.
JD's on my wavelength. See,
what, you didn't like it, Gary? I can't get like a little sobby. I
didn't say a word, yourself,
Gary.
I said nothing.
You six borough motherfucker.
Energon addict.
I hope snow. No, snow is your forecast. Shovel, it's bitch.
Instagram. Or here on Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Gary.
No, I can't argue because you're right. It's freaking mid March. It's gonna snow again before it's gets gonna better, snow in it. May. It's like.
Yeah, I was about to say, Dom, that's a pretty safe bet. He's going to have to shovel some snow. Oh, gee, money.
Sorry, Dave.
Carry on in the Facebook groups. And wellness for this season, we've got two more check-ins coming up. They will be video check-ins. Should be very exciting to see everybody's kind of final progress. Yes. And we'll post more information in the group in a couple weeks when everything's all done.
You guys are lucky. I dropped out. You guys are lucky.
Hey, my stomach.
You didn't weigh yourself this one?
I was late. I was late.
Oh.
I was late. So you gotta follow the rules, you know?
I just want to warn you guys. I had a little tummy ache on the way home. I just barely made it. And so it's my turn to lose 30.
Get it, baby. Yeah. All right. JD, let him know.
JD Brocious on the Facebook groups. Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live. I'll be playing with some turtles, and I believe there is an all new figure banging tomorrow.
Oh yes,
figure
banging. Uh-huh. Tune in to see the super secret action figure. All right, and as for myself, Harrick and BX all over social media, and here every single Tuesday night with these fine gentlemen. Before we head out, remember, check out Crashbox Customs on social media, the official Mezco and diorama supplier of the Realm of Collectors. Mention the word Realm when placing an order, and you'll get a surprise gift with your purchase. Remember to check out the website, realmofcollectors.com. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors, and we have a Facebook group. It's Realm of Collectors. Super simple, guys. Super simple. Check out the rest of the shows on the Cool Table Network. We got Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolters, 30K, Stasis Lock, 8 Weeks, Building Up to It, Fresh Communication, and Verbally Challenged. You can find all those other great podcasts on all podcast pushing platforms, and you can find the Cool Table page on Facebook as well. ROC Hangout continues next. Thank you to everybody watching and listening. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Peace. Have a great week.
They delete in 35 minutes eBay coupons.
Bye. Oh, shit. Bye. Let's go.